There seems to be a question of, like, notes, whether you're meant to take notes or not. And I would say no. But I didn't write anything down. But if anybody really wanted me to, I could. Although it doesn't seem likely. But anyway, don't write anything down. It doesn't matter that much. I was trying to be all composed for this talk, because I'm usually not very composed. And I was listening to Vijay Mala's talk, and I put my hand in my head, and it was kind of sticky. And I realized that I left the shampoo in my hair. The only possible explanation. But that is not what I'm here to talk about. So the name of this talk is Violence and Emptiness, which I came up with some time ago, but I think maybe a more accurate one would be violence, nonviolence, and emptiness, possibly. So I was sort of focusing more on the last part of the verses, which are like water in the water wheel, helplessly we circle. I bow down to the compassion that arises for all beings. Which you could say covers quite a lot of territory in terms of what it's talking about. It felt very big to me. So on the water wheel part, which is quite interesting, I'm going to say something about violence, which I'm sort of interested in. And then I've sort of been into writing definitions lately for some reason. I'll probably get really attached to them later, but at the moment I find it kind of fun, and I wrote some things about compassion. But I'm going to start off with a poem that was written by a guy called Jimmy Santiago Baca, who's an American who was sent to prison. I don't know for what, but I know that he couldn't read and write when he got to prison. And he's a fairly well-known poet now. So I thought I would read a poem by him to start off. The elegance with which, in the sweetest humility, the lilac senses the time to show itself, fights adversity all winter, coldest nights, blowing storms, clinging to fence posts, tossed and heaved, trampled, pecked by crows, almost eaten by insects, pummeled by brute heat, yet the whole time, still as a stone-carved Buddha meditating, silently greets the world in its vow of silence. Birth to death alone, in the rain, weaving its being into a nameless red blossom, opening at dawn. And its body we preserve in pages of books that have kept our belief in love. Next to poetry lines we love so much, where we place our dreams for safekeeping from the harmful world that hurts us so much sometimes, I place this flower. So, where we place our dreams. So, as I said, I think that I didn't realize this for probably almost my whole life, but I'm sort of interested in violence. And as this person over there, thank you, mentions, I'm occasionally meditate with violent people who are in jail, but I think I'm primarily interested in violence in myself. And I'll say in a second what I mean by that. But I was just recollecting a time when I was about 5, and I had learned to read, and I'm guessing that that's how old I was, and I noticed a newspaper on a table somewhere, and I went and said, oh, this is no longer a mystery of jumbles of symbols, I can read it, and I was very excited, and I picked up the newspaper, and this would have been around in 1968, so I have no recollection of what I read. It might have been to do with Vietnam. It might have been to do with the civil rights movement. I don't know. But I know that I was so shocked by the violence that was in this newspaper that I just started bawling, like sitting on this couch. And I remember thinking, God, I can't, like, how am I going to live? Everything's so horrible. And I still feel like that occasionally. So I think that, so I said I was interested in violence, but probably interested isn't really the right word, but I think that I was born with an intense sensitivity to all sort of levels of violence. I feel like that is my, almost like a karmic inheritance. And I suspect that other people have this sensitivity also, but I don't know about that actually. And so I'll just say what I mean by violence. I mean, you know, the obvious things, bombs exploding in underground trains, domestic violence, which is what about half of the people that I meditate with in the jail have engaged in, racism, sexism, which are like a violent pre-characterization of someone, and then also harsh speech, criticism, irritation, annoyance, addiction, being self-deprecating, being bossy, the list is endless. So there are many ways to talk about it. It's like, I was thinking of it earlier as a kind of immaturity, violence.